Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Well, I'm going to talk about faith. And I'm calling it Faith 101. Some call it ABC, some call it the fundamentals, some call it the principles of faith. I'm just calling it 101. Amen. The basics. If you would, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. That's our main text. Amen. Hebrews 11, verse 1. And we're going to do a little bit of review. Let's just read verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you see here that faith is the substance of things hoped for. In other words, you have to have faith. Faith has to have a target. And we talked about this last week, and I asked you a question. And since you don't remember it, I have to refresh myself on this. What are you expecting this year? This is just a general, just kind of let that go in your mind a little bit. What are you expecting? Because hope is the activator of faith. Just like we talked about the thermostat. You may have a mighty unit out back, right? It's the unit. That's the unit. That's the main unit that produces the cooling and the heating. But yet, that unit won't kick on unless the thermostat is set. What do you have set for you for this year to accomplish for the kingdom? Now, you notice I said for the kingdom. Because when God gives you a vision or prompts you to do something, it affects more than just you. It affects everybody. It affects the whole body. So we talked a little bit last time about if you really don't have a goal, and I'm talking about hope, I'm talking about supernatural hope. I am not talking about wishing and a hoping according to what the world defines hope as. I'm talking about hope that is from the Word. That is supernatural hope. Well, Brother Chuck, you're just trying to get our hopes built. Yes, exactly. God wants you to have high hopes. Because all things are possible to him who believes. But faith has to have a target. That hope keeps faith on target. It keeps you going to, it takes you to what the Bible calls the expected end. Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I got plans and a purpose for you, a future hope for you. That hope is an expected end. It's not gloom. Hope is a joyful, confident expectation of good. People who don't have joy don't have. I'll tell you right now, you need to check up on your hope. Because hope should be producing, and the Bible said it produces joy. It causes you to rejoice. So if you don't have joy, check up on what you're hoping for. Check up on it. Listen. Just go to the Lord. Say, Lord, what do you want me to, what do you want? What do you want us? To accomplish this year. See, he wants to work with you. We're not by ourselves. Well, I'm going to try to get to... No, he wants to work with you. If you spend time with him, the Bible says, we talked about this last time too, and I was just kind of reviewing. It says to delight yourself in the Lord. That word delight means make yourself soft and pliable. Go before the Lord and make yourself soft and pliable. Just get in His presence. Just spend some time with Him. Lord, what do you want to accomplish this year? What do you want to do? And He'll start giving you His desires. Now we say, he says he'll give you the desires of the heart, but guess what? You spend time with him, his desires start coming up in on you, or coming up in you to do some things that he needs accomplished on his earth. He's looking for a people to work through. Amen. It's not about how much I can do. Well, you see how much I... No, it's not about you. It's not about the big I. It's about getting in the flow with the Holy Spirit, what he would have you to accomplish this year. We got goals. Joy and I's got goals. We got some goals that we can attain. Actually, I can just go and do them. But it's nice to accomplish some things. And then, but our main goals are based on the Word. It's supernatural. In other words, I can't do it. Joanne and I cannot do it in our own self. We are not designed to do that in our own self. The Bible says I can do all things through Christ. There is no other way. It's going to be through the Anointed One. It's going to be through His Word. So we got some. I call them vision statements. One of them, I'm not going to say everything. I'm going to tell you everything. But one of them is to walk in divine health. Am I there yet? I'm working on it. I have not arrived yet. But I say this, and Joanne, we've talked about this. We're doing more now than we've ever did as far as health-wise. All because we put the Word out in front. In other words, our hope is in that this year, like it carried over from last year, that we're walking in divine health. I don't want to wait until I'm sick then have to call for the elders of the church. I prefer to just walk in health. And if something tries to get on me, I forbid it. So, it's a progression. Amen. But that's just one of the areas we have set in front of us. So we got scriptures. You can't have faith without scriptures. So our hope is to walk in divine health. So our faith's at work. It has an expectant end. There is a goal. I'm not wandering around in my health. I have a goal. I have a mindset. My mind, my imagination sees it. Amen. I know you hear me talk a lot about that, but words create an image. You get the Word on it, and it will create an image on the inside of you and in your mind. The Bible calls that the renewing of the mind. If you don't have a renewed mind, you're not going to see yourself with the promise. You're going to have to do some work up here. Because this has to match this. The kingdom is within. Your born-again spirit, man, is good to go. The born-again man has the mind of Christ on the inside. But the problem is up here. It's renewing this mind with the Word. So don't give up. So we got some things we carried over from last year. We're not giving up on last year's. That's like giving up on the Word. I didn't give up on the Word just because it didn't come past last year. I just carried it over. Right. Saddle up, Bubba. Let's go. We have an expectancy, a joyful. I'm telling you, it causes you to have more. It causes joy to rise up within. I'm telling you. I probably shouldn't say this, but there used to be a commercial on TV. The Heinz ketchup commercial. There's some of the younger kids, Brittany, you probably don't remember it. My kids probably don't remember. Anyway, ketchup used to come in a bottle, glass bottle. I don't think I haven't seen one, but anyway, they used to come in glass bottles. And this advertisement, get this, this guy has this ketchup bottle, and he's putting it on a burger. But the ketchup is not coming out. It's in there. The guy has an expectation, a great expectation. It will come out, and he's waiting. And then the song, Anticipation, Carly Simon's song, Anticipation, you know, Anticipation, you know. But it's just like, it is so rich. That ketchup is so rich, it just doesn't, it's slow moving. So he's waiting for that ketchup to come out. Now notice, you can't force it. Do not hit the bottom of the ketchup bottle. No, 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 no. You will have problems. I did that. It came. There, and there. Joanne, clean this up, will you? I don't know about you, but I don't want a messy plate. I don't like things scattered on my plate. Everything has to be in order. Everything has to have its place. And that ketchup needs to be in its place. It needs to be on the burger, not on my salad, not on the corn cob. It needs to be on that burger.
Amen.
It's like that spiritually. There's some things you're expecting, but you can't force it, saints. Don't force it. Let it come. Your job is to believe. Your job, you got your faith out there on what you hope for. You're just waiting for it. Yeah, yeah. You're anticipating. It's coming. Well, it's in the bottle. It's not like you're nuts or something. It's not like you got an empty bottle in your... No, it's full of ketchup. It's just so thick. Spiritually speaking, when you get your hope out there, don't rush it. Allow, give your faith time. Faith is working on it. Faith is giving substance to the things hoped for. Then when it does come out, it's rich and it looks so beautiful. Doesn't it? It's on the burger, it's not on the side of the plate. See, your plate should be in order. There should be a certain order to it. When I was in, I will say this. When I worked in an R&D lab, electronics, they always taught us, you always work left to right. I mean, from the day one, you start anything, you go left to right. You're working on schematics, you're building a load or whatever it may be, you always go left to right. So you always start the process on left to right. So if you stop, someone will have a general idea where you stopped at. They won't go to the right, they know you started on the left. So when I'm eating, I will go to the left, to the right, and people will say, well, aren't you going to eat that burrito or are you going to eat that enchilada? Yes, but I haven't gotten there yet. It's not in that, it's to the right. I will eat it, but not this time. Anyway, so I know it's weird, ain't it? It's weird. I need deliverance. I have gotten better. There's some things you don't do that. There's some things you fix a casserole, you don't do that. It's all messed up anyway. You don't even have to. Casserole's messed up. You just have to. It doesn't matter if you go right or left. It's all the same. Okay. So now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now let's review just a little bit. Let's go to Genesis chapter 12. And let's look just a minute. Genesis chapter 12 at Abraham, real quick. It says, now, verse 1, and the Lord has said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. Now, you make a mental note of that. He says, I will. Future tense, verse 2. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be, future tense, a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. You notice what God is doing. God, first is first. You got to have that vision. God is doing something to Abram. He is building hope. You must have hope once again, or else faith has no direction. It has no aim. So God starts with hope. I will, I will, I will. Now, here's the thing. You can't stay in hope. Hope has no substance. Hope is just what you have set in front of you. In other words, God is giving Abraham, here it is, God is giving Abraham words, and words do what? Create an image. Let that sink in just a minute. God is giving Abram hope. In other words, he is putting an image of what God wants to do in the earth and what he wants to do for Abram. It starts with words. If I would say, what did we have the other day? What was that steak? Ribeye. If I say ribeye steak, you're not thinking hot dog. Why? Because that word put an image in your mind. You're not thinking hot dog. I say salad. You're not thinking of the steak. So God's putting an image on the inside, plus renewing his mind to think like God. So Abram, at this point in time, has a vision or an image of what needs to be done. Now, he could stay in that mode, hoping. Well, you know, Lord said, I will. I will. I'm just awaiting. I guess I'll just, you know, wait. I'll just... That's a good word, wasn't it? That's an outstanding word. He's going to bless me. I'll be a blessing to nations. And wow. But sooner or later, he's going to have to do something. He's going to get into faith, right? Because hope has no substance. Hope is always future. So what does he do? Listen. Well, let me say this. He has to start at one time, sooner or later, he has to start mixing what God said. Because hope is hope. So what does he do? Verse 4. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him. That is, when the Lord told him to depart, that was a present tense word. That is the starting point. The rest of it is all future tense. If he doesn't do that first part, he's not moving. Right. Nothing's happening. Faith has nothing to give substance to. He's going to have to make a decision based on the Word of God to step out and do what the Lord said. If not, even though that was a good word, nothing's happening. There has to be a step out. There has to be you have to have a starting point for your, a reference point. I call it. You have to have that reference point. You know what? I believe God. Faith begins to work. That little construction team, your faith begins to work. See, faith really is a rest. But you step out on the word, now you when you believe God, you put faith to work. While you're resting, faith's working. Working on what? When he takes this step of faith by departing, all these I wills start to come into play. They're not this. So hope, based on the word of God, saints, we're talking supernatural. This is supernatural. You know what? This comes to pass. Why? Because he acted on the word. He acted on what he could do. What could he do? Depart. That was his first step. Now turn back with me to Hebrews chapter 11. So he departs in faith. Now he's mixing faith. In other words, he's giving substance to things hoped for. Verse 11, verse 1, let's read it once again. Now faith is, there it is. Faith is always present tense, even though the word now is really making reference to the previous verse, but it's still good to say now, because it is now. When you get up tomorrow, it's now. It's always now. Faith is always now. It is always present. Hope is always future. So you got to keep faith and hope in their proper place. Faith is now. Hope is future. Hope is where I want to go. It is the expected end. So I got some things, Joanne and I, we got some things we want to accomplish this year. Faith is present tense. Faith says, I believe that I receive, even though I don't see it. But in my mind, I haven't expected in. Other words, by his stripes you were healed. That's the goal. I may be fighting sickness in my body now, but my goal is, by his stripes I am healed. Other words, I'm healed. Faith says, I got it now. I may not have it physically, but my faith's working on it. That's the reason why you got to have the faith switch on all the time. Listen, hope never changes. Hope that God gave Abraham does not change. What? God doesn't change. It's like I said last time. I don't go to that thermostat and change it every 5 minutes. You would set, Miss Phyllis would set me down. Bad, bad boy. Because that's a waste of time, right? God wants you set. And he'll give you something. Why? To set your mind, your imagination to. That way, faith will give substance to it. It may take 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. But that point is, the reference isn't moving. The set point's not moving. It's always there. But I messed up. So what? Who hasn't? God hasn't found anyone qualified. Let me go on this side. God has not found anyone qualified. It's only by grace. Through grace is first. Grace through faith. Both are gifts. No one's going to come before God and start boasting. It's grace through faith. So the set point never changes. It's like the guy with the ketchup bottle. I mean, he's waiting. He's waiting. The hope, the expectancy doesn't change. It's there. He's waiting. You know, it's like I've been around people, and I've done it. I believe, you know, believe in God for great things. 1 year, you know, talk about it, believe in God for this. The next year, I'm on to something else. Well, what about last year? You had some great things. That was based on the Word of God. What happened to that? Well, I got something new. God wasn't seeing, this didn't work out. Just, you know, I waited, and it's like the person who confessed 3 or 4 times in a week's time, and nothing happened. Well, you know, we know better now, don't we? I mean, you got to just give it time. Give faith time. Work. We built our house. We didn't expect it to be built in one day. We give those little construction workers time. Right? You got to give your faith time. You know, the guy with watching the ketchup flow out of the bottle. You got to give it time. It's thick and rich. Give it time. The blessings are thick and rich. Give it time. But faith is always now. And what I want to look at now, faith has to be in two places. It's got to be in your mouth, in your heart. Won't work. They got to be in harmony. Turn with me to Romans chapter 10. Romans 10. Of course, this is very familiar. Are you there? Yeah. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Hallelujah. Verse 10. For with the heart one believes. Now hold it. Stop right there. He doesn't stop there, does he? You know, James said even the devils believe. He goes on to say, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness. Or you say right standing with God. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. The saints, there it is, your mouth and your heart in harmony, in sync. And I heard E.W. Kenyon years ago, and of course Kenneth Hagin talked about this too, about your confession. And it is true. And your faith will never, get this, your faith will never rise above your confession. If your confession is about sickness, or it has to be in harmony with the Word. If you can get your confession in harmony with what God says, see, you got to be in harmony with what God says, because that's the only way faith comes. Faith in verse 17, faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. That word is rhema. Other words, faith cometh by hearing and hearing. You may not have a rhema initially, but you keep hearing. All of a sudden, that light, it is, there it is. There it is. How many times? We've all done this. You'd be reading a passage and it's just not there, right? It's just not there. Then all of a sudden, then one day you read it, or many a times I've heard from Pastor Mark, he'd be teaching or preaching, and then there it is. From the preached word, I got it. So don't tell me it's not important to be in church. It's too late. I've been here. I know how important it is. I got a lot of revelation from Pastor Mark and Pastor Jerry. I'll be honest with you. Get it through the, what do you call it, the internet, podcast. But it just seems like it doesn't work for me. I don't know. I maybe you call me weird. But I have to be here. I got to be live with the live teaching. I don't know. Thank God for the podcast. Thank God for it. I mean, hallelujah. You can, hearing the word, you can receive. Hallelujah. But there's something about being in that corporate anointing. It makes it so much easier. The light comes on so much quicker. I said, man, I didn't see that before. Man, hallelujah. So it's that harmony. The word in your heart, and you start to speak that word out your mouth. That's when things, when you get those in line, that's when things start to happen. Now, I'm not saying, listen, we're not trying to move God. When I'm believing God for something, I'm not in this mode. Well, if I can just get God to move, if I can just get God to get up and do something for me. He's already done it. It's for me. Oops. It's for me. Because God's done it. He's seated. Jesus done the work. He's seated. The work has been done. The finished work is done. We have to appropriate all that He has done. So getting the mouth and the heart in harmony with the Word is key. It has to be done. Jesus talked about this. Turn with me to Mark chapter 11. Hallelujah. Jesus talked about the heart and the mouth. Mark chapter 11. Hope you're getting something. Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, it's just ABCs of faith. This is just the, you know, we all heard it, but man, it's just good to go over it. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 11. Let's go to verse 12. And now the next day, chapter 11. Now the next day when they had come out of Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to it, if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. So verse 14, now you got to remember, from my understanding, the tree, you have to remember, figs appear before the leaves, from my understanding. So when Jesus saw the leaves, that gives indication that there should have been figs, even though it was not the season, if that makes any sense. But since the tree had leaves, there should have been some figs. All right. So verse 14, in response, or I like King James, so I kind of like it better. Jesus answered back. I like that. Because the tree was advertising something. We call that false advertising. We call that false hope, like the world offers. Well, if you do it our way, we guarantee you. If you bank with us, I don't trust banks. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, God bless. I thank God for banks. Obviously, I'm not trying. I didn't say that quite right. Let me say it this way. I don't put all my faith in banks. I don't put all my faith in my 401k. I don't put my faith in anything I'm receiving from natural means. They're just avenues. God's blessing Joy and I through certain avenues right now. Those avenues could change. I don't know. But right now, they're just avenues God is using. But I'm putting God first, not my 401k. The way the system's going now, you may wake up tomorrow, gone. Bank gone. They want to introduce saints. You might as well get. They're going to bring a digital dollar. They're going to make everything digital. They want to know it's all going. They want to know what you're doing. Now, I'm not trying to. I don't think that much about it, but I know where it's headed. I don't stay up at night thinking about it. I'm living this life, the God kind of life. The God kind of life, I have peace. The God kind of life, you know, is abundant life in Him. And there's an outflow from that. But Jesus, anyway, so this tree was giving false hope. There was no fruit there. It's just advertising it. Jesus didn't like that too well. Of course, there's books written on why He did it. And there, I mean, you can go all over the place on this. But the way I look at it, this tree was advertising wrong, was false advertising, false hope. So I'm rebuking it. So He rebukes the tree. He says, He said, in answer to it, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. And His disciples heard it. Now, there's a whole message there. I'm going to move on. verse 20. Now, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Now, isn't that interesting? When Jesus spoke to that fig tree, saints, listen. When He spoke, He just spoke words. Words. But they were faith believing words. Jesus said, I only speak what the Father speaks. So they were words from the Father. Jesus is just not having fun here. Jesus is not going, oh, you know, I have nothing else to do. There's a purpose. Here's the point. When Jesus cursed the fig tree, was there any visible signs to that tree? They all heard those words. Nothing was said. They're just probably thinking, well, that's just Jesus. Here we go. We don't. What's He doing? The tree did not go into a shaking. The tree looked the same. Matthew's account said, as soon as Jesus spoke the words, immediately something happened. It all started at the root. In other words, when you're operating in faith, you may not be seeing anything, but it's working. Amen. Don't give up just because you haven't seen it. It's working. Amen. Just wait. Amen. There will be manifestation. There will be a performance. It will happen. See, a lot of times we give up too quick. Well, you know, my goodness, it's been a year. We give up way too quick. Way too quick. Keep in faith. Keep your faith switch on. Now, Jesus was highly developed in His faith. He got the next day, it says here, the next day, now in the morning, when they passed by, they saw, verse 20, they saw the fig tree had dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Jesus, look. Now, you have to remember, this was not a wimpy little, look, Jesus, look. Oh my. It was, Peter is loud. I guarantee you, he's speaking loudly. He's excited. Here's the point. Peter was excited, but was Jesus overly excited? I'll get to that in just a second. Think about that. The fig tree which you have cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to him, have faith in God. It doesn't sound like Jesus is all that excited. Just have the God kind of faith. See, we're talking supernatural faith. We're talking supernatural hope. You put those two together with your believing, supernatural faith, things happen. Things happen to the fig tree. Words spoken. That is exactly how we're supposed to operate. Now, Jesus goes in great detail in verse 23, exactly how faith works. Saints, if your mouth ain't moving, your mountain's not going to move. The very first thing faith should be moving is your mouth. It says, verse 23, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says, are you a whoever? I said, are you a whoever? Yeah. It'll work for whoever, for whatever. Whatever mountain's in your way. What's hindering you? What's keeping you from going forward? Is it debt? Is it, what is it? What's hindering you? You're going to have to speak to it. He talks about the speaking part more than anything. I remember when I lost my ring. I got it right here. I told this story once before, but I don't have too many stories to tell, so I tell the same ones over. I lost my first ring. We were camping, and I was cleaning my hands up, you know, and a metal pan. We were camping. It was dark, and I went like this. And that ring flew off, hit that pan. It was gone. I came back the next day with my detector. And I searched and I searched and I searched. It's gone. That's back when I didn't know anything. I'm talking about as in the faith message. So, this ring is Joanne's dad's. It means a lot to me. Well, I've lost this one too. But grace of God, I found it before I lost it the time I'm telling right now. So anyway, we had it resized, but it's like it wants to fly off. But what was I saying? Oh, I lost this ring and I was cutting and I was working, you know, clearing the land for the house and stuff. And I got home and I took a shower and stuff, and I looked and I go, man, the ring's gone. I know where I lost it. I lost it at the land because I was constantly taking my glove off, because it will come off with the glove. And that's where I lost it. So I got the metal detector. And I went searching, and I searched, and I searched. My neighbor helped me. We searched, and after about an hour and a half, probably close to 2 hours, I said, I come to the conclusion that I'm going to need help on this. So I said this. I said, ring. Now, as the Lord is my, I'm not making this up. This is a story. This is the only story I have, I'm getting this right. I said, ring. You will show yourself to me in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I thank you. I count it done. I give you the praise. Got my detector, threw it in the back of the truck, and went on cutting. Now, I would say about 4 months passed, 5 months. It was about April, and we moved in August. Something, it's hot, and we moved. Anyway, 3 or 4 months passed, and I did not think that much about the ring. Be honest with you. But I did, but I spoke in faith. Ring, that's the mountain. I'm speaking to the mountain. Ring, you can't speak to ring. Well, Jesus said you'd speak to a mountain. So I'm just speaking. See, I'm not waiting for God. You hear me? I'm not waiting. I'm taking the initiative. I'm not waiting on God. It says, I'll just go ahead and finish reading this. For it says, for I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. So I said it, ring, you're coming to me. Ring, you're going to show yourself to me. So I came home that evening. It was in August, been about 3 or 4 months. I came home. I was taking my shoes off. I was on a back patio. I was taking my shoes off, my socks. I had sawdust in them. And I was shaking them off. And I noticed something shiny on the ground. And I go, what is that? I went down and picked it up. It was my ring. I got exactly what I said. You can have exactly what you say if you will believe with the heart, confess with the mouth, and don't allow doubt to enter in. You'll have what you say. So I picked that ring up, and I said, well, looky there. You're not supposed to be there. I wasn't looking there. I was looking at the homestead. What are you doing here? I'm not a betting man. I've never played the lottery that I know of, unless Joanne might have played it. I can't keep tabs on her. But anyway, I am not a betting man. But I would have bet the farm on it that ring was out where I was working. That's how much I believed it was there. See, there's certain things you just got to leave it. You just got to leave it go. And you have to believe God and speak forth what you want. So I initiated. I said, I'm not, well, God, you know. No, I initiated. I said, ring, that's my mountain. You're going to show yourself to me. Now, did I give up after 3? No, I didn't give up. I just kept my faith switch on. And most of the time, I wasn't even thinking about it. Why? Because I released my faith at that point. Far as I'm concerned, it's done. When Jesus spoke to the fig tree at that point, it was done. Do you really think Jesus went on to the temple, to cleanse the temple, thinking about the fig tree? Well, I sure hope that fig tree is withered up. You know, if it's not, you know, it's going to make me look bad. When he spoke those words, it was done. He wasn't thinking anymore about it. Then Peter looks at it and says, look at the tree, look at that. And Jesus says, just have faith in God. In other words, you could do the same thing I did to the fig tree, to the mountain. Now Jesus could have said, well, listen, I did it to the fig tree, so can you. Isn't it amazing how God thinks? He thinks big. You got a big problem? Speak to it. You got issues coming against you? Speak to it. Take the initiative. You know, I got. You know, the woman with the issue of blood, you know, she heard, right? She heard. The lady's been sick for 12 years. The lady is sick, is growing worse, right? 12 years. And all of a sudden she hears about Jesus. Faith sparks. Faith comes alive. Why? Because words create an image. She heard. Words create an image. She heard Jesus' ministry. She heard, I don't have to be sick. I don't have to have this. So she has an image, but she doesn't stay in hope. She starts saying. She starts confessing. If I could just touch his clothes, I'll be whole. If I could just touch... She had to press in. So what is that? That is the mixing of faith. She kept saying, you talk about, she has a mountain of sickness that she's been fighting for 12 years is going to be dissolved in about 20 seconds. If you read that account of Mark chapter 5, that account is she believed first, then she felt. Not the other way around. Faith is not feeling. Faith, we walk by faith and not by sight. It's not about your feelings. The woman with issue blood received healing before she felt. That's how faith works. You want to please God? Walk in faith. Don't go by your sight. Don't go by what you're looking at. Amen. You start looking at circumstances. You start looking at things. I'm telling you, Peter started out really good, didn't he? He started out, he walked on the water. But he started looking at something else, didn't he? And the Bible says he started to sink. Beginning to sink. What happened? He took his eyes off Jesus. Now this, Jesus said, why did you doubt? Now this is a good point. Why did you doubt, Peter? Listen, Peter didn't say anything. Usually doubt is, you'll doubt by giving voice to it. Most of the time. In other words, the devil will give you an impression or a thought and you'll shoot it out. That's exactly what he wants you to do. But there's other times you may not be saying anything, but your actions are not right. In other words, Peter not saying anything, but he got his eyes off the author and the finisher of his faith. He got his eyes off the Word, which was keeping him on top of the water. He was walking on the Word, not the water. You get that. It was the Word he was walking on. It was that quickened Word. He got his eyes off Jesus and got it on something else, what the enemy was doing. That's when he started to sink. Fear entered in. Just because he took his eyes off the Word. Don't take your eyes off this. It's the key, saints. Faith is always now. Hope's always future. If you keep the faith switch on, what you're believing for will manifest. Mary said, let it be unto me according to your word. There will be a performance. You just got to say that. There will be a performance for me, what I'm believing God for. Pastor Chuck, we don't want to overload our faith. Serious? God wants your... Why would God say mountain? Think about it. Well, I don't want to be overloaded. If that was the case, why in the world would God say, you could say this, you could do the same thing to the mountain? Because saints, it only takes a mustard seed faith to move a mountain. Pure faith, purity of faith will move a mountain. The key is keeping it up here. I got to stop. So, saints, whatever you're believing for, listen, there's times when you have to make the initiative. What's in your way? What are you facing that you need to remove? Take the initiative. Speak what God's already spoken. That's how Jesus operated. That's how we operate. So it's not you. It's just the Word of God flowing through you. Right. You're just an extension. You've been given, the Bible says you've been given the measure of faith. So don't ever say you don't have faith. You got it. I said you got it.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.